Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower and I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And don't miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Lost glory of Americanism, a republic if you can keep it. There is a lost glory of Americanism, the ideal for which many have fought and died for. Is Jesus Christ enemy or Lord in America? This is a much needed question, yet the truth will come out in time. Foundation of God stands true. Society may sink into oblivion of global disorder, but the foundation of God stands true. Our future includes being redeemed, resurrected, and reigning. To be sure, the Lord knows those who are His own. And the latest post on warn-usa.com. Global Gospel, India Faith, Tech Preachers, Classic Warn Radio. Global Gospel, this week Christianity faces persecution. Tech now enters faith and religion with high-tech robotic preachers. Christians are in peril. This is our Classic Warn Radio episode. And don't miss Righteous Branch Reign, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 16 on Battle Lines. In one of the most prophetic arenas of the kingdom of the coming kingdom of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, we find the section in Isaiah chapter 11. And be sure to get The Rising, a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman, Dana G. Smith. There's danger and intrigue, dark forces plotting, the nation is at risk. Can Max save the United States? The Rising details a takeover of America with dark forces that plot to bring the country into the globalist new order. And be sure to go to Dana Glenn Smith to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter. And while you're there, you can also visit our Christian books and resource shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Visions Media. And now I welcome in The Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, doing good. Another Wednesday night.
comes around really fast.
Yes, these days go by fast. And it's hard to believe, you know, when you think about all the junk going on worldwide and on the news and, you know.
Yeah, it's a mess.
There's a lot of nations today that are in turmoil right now.
Oh, it's tragic. I hate it. I just feel bad for the people. And I know that it's coming here.
Well, the thing of it is, we're in that time period. We can find this in prophecy. Nevertheless, we're here.
Yes, bless the Lord. Thank God we can be here.
Yeah, take every day and pick it up and put it down. Look to the Lord, rejoice in Him, and don't worry about it.
No, you can't. You can't let fear get a hold of your heart.
Because you're going to regret it. We're going to do this story on Nigeria. And you know, the irritating about this, and we're going to talk about arming children. Now, arming children with lies. And America has that problem in our school system, teaching kids about things that they shouldn't be teaching.
Exactly.
Causing them to walk in an immoral way, to believe immoral things, to be confused. There's a whole list of this kind of stuff that we're doing in America right now. But this other one, we've actually covered this years ago, and it kind of waned. You didn't hear much about it. But we have been covering Nigeria for a long time, and, you know, we're always seeing them, these groups, Boko Haram. There's Al-Shabaab there, Boko Haram. There's an ISIS chapter. But Boko Haram, and there's the Fulani. But this is about what the Boko Haram do, which is attacking villages, taking kids, boys and girls, young or old, and they get them in this camp and brainwash them, telling them that they will go, you know,
to paradise.
They will load them up with suicide vests. And, you know, the thing of it is that I don't know if these kids really pull it. I think there's someone not too far away that goes with them.
I don't know.
And then they blow it up by remote control.
Oh, yeah. That could very well be.
But, you know, so they don't back out. I mean, I would just... But at any rate, you know, the story was about a 14-year-old girl named Halima who had been captured and imprisoned in a camp run by Boko Haram, of course. And she tells about witnessing young girls who were sent on a suicide mission to detonate explosives in crowded markets in order to make the biggest death toll. And right now, there's been 240 suicide attacks by women and female children.
That's sad. That's tragic.
And 1,200 people have been killed and more than 3,000 injured.
Ugh. Wow.
Now, you know, I was... When you talk about these groups, if the nations of men would get serious and go into Africa, they could target these groups and destroy them. Then we'd be done with it. But
yes.
You see, we've been reporting on this for years.
And nothing seems to change.
Nothing changes. I mean, we were reporting when they were using the kids in war when the governments were actually drafting kids to fight in war.
That's just so wrong.
It is wrong. And and Halima, when she went there, was a 9-year-old girl. No, one of the youngest victims, Halima recalled, was 9 years old. And there were three young girls, about 9, you know, that went on a suicide mission. Of course, having been told that you're going to go to paradise, but if you refuse, they'll kill you.
What choices?
Yeah. So what do they got? You know, they're bullied by these people, and there's a lot of blood on this damnable Boko Haram. May the Lord reward them for what they're doing.
Oh, he will.
Because this is terrible, and the using of kids, you know, if it's not in something like this, you know, we report on them being kidnapped and sold as slaves or sex slaves, and there's been also other things that were even worse done to these children. And you know, when I was a boy, I had a tank of tropical fish, and I had some fancy guppies in there too. And the females would get pregnant, and I had to save the babies because they'd get eaten. And I don't know why fish will eat their own, but they will. And I don't know why adults devour their young children in perversion and various kinds of deaths like this. What is it in the American, in the human psyche that says it's okay to do this to young children? Well, see, I know what it is with Islam. Because, well, you could even get into Judaism too, because there is an age of accountability. And so they don't believe at all that a child, if they die young, will ever go to hell. Because they're too young. They're not accountable. So that's one of the reasons that they see that it doesn't do any harm. And of course, you know, just like some of the ones that we knew that got caught, there were Christians among them as well. Christians and Muslims. And they would let the Muslims go and force the Christian young women or children to do things. And then the boys, they use them to go fight.
It's unconscionable.
It is. It's damnable. And one of these days, these people are going to be standing before the Lord, and I'm going to be there. And I'm going to witness in eternity what these jackasses have been doing to these children. And they're going to be convicted.
Yes, they will.
And more power to the conviction. Because they don't deserve to get off for what they're doing.
You can better believe they won't.
So at any rate, the other point of it is that look at the mess we got in the world. Putin goes and decides like he wants to go, you know, go into Ukraine just for whatever reason. And now we're on the verge of World War III.
if we would
spend more time, you know, Putin, stay in your own country. Get out of Ukraine and stop causing trouble. And get some of your men and soldiers and go into Africa and kill off these kind of groups. Join with other countries and go in there and take these yahoos out. But see, nobody gives it a concerted effort. The only ones that seem to care, are some of the government officials. But Nigeria, we've been following it since Jonathan Goodluck Johnson years ago. We've been following the stuff going on in India for many years. And these leaders, they talk, but nobody does anything. No wonder the Lord's wrath builds up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, it's just amazing how we treat our children.
It's terrible.
It is. Now we're going to move on. We have another story from Bitter Winter. This is written by Massimo, can't pronounce the last name. So this came via Bitter Winter, who has an article by Massimo or Massimo. And what he's writing about is the Church of Almighty God. In China. Well, there's not much going on now because China has made it clear that when you're dealing with any kind of an issue, social issue, religious issue, or whatever, the only thing that matters is what the Chinese communists say.
Yeah, that's right.
And the problem you have now is you can't believe in China in God. And see, the Chinese are putting together the social credit system. And so if you do anything wrong or decide to believe in God, then remember, in China, China gives everybody a little piece of money to live on. And if you're a Christian and they find out, they will tell you not to believe in your God and to believe in the communist doctrine, the Chinese communists, and then you'll get your money. They've already destroyed a lot of denominations, and this was, China did have kind of an openness, and then they changed. Xi changed it. And it's absolutely a mess over there now. And the purpose of this particular article was to look over a report on what was going on over there. And in the year 2021, what they did is they took a report from there. It's now been published. In 2021, they said, there were at least, it's kind of hard to tell because people don't talk. They can't talk about their faith, because they can be turned in. And same thing in North Korea. But in China in 2021, 68,456 members of this CAG, Church of the Almighty God, were directly persecuted by the Chinese authorities. That's 68. In 2020, that number was 25,649. That's almost, not quite, almost a threefold. It'd be like 2.7, 2.6, maybe 2.8, if you figure the percentages. But offhand, you know, you can look at it, and there's 43,000 more people that got persecuted in 1 year over there. And see, this is the same China that is buddies with North Korea and buddies with Putin and Russia. These are the three that are also, was seen in the news this week, promoting a union, kind of like NATO has its members. They've got their own now. And they're pushing their nukes. Putin has warned about nuclear war. North Korea's been out testing all their rockets, trying to get a long-range, heavy-duty nuclear weapon that will reach America. There's been people out of Russia saying, and Tower, you brought that up, that they wanted Alaska back.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a crock.
Yeah, and they want the United States to pay Russia reparations because of the hardships they created with the sanctions. Because of the Ukraine war.
Yeah, guess who started it?
Yeah, Russia.
Yeah, Russia needs to pay America back for all the money that Biden is so free with.
And also rebuild Ukraine.
They also said there was a 58% increase from 2020 to 2021 of the people who were arrested.
Wow.
And of those who were arrested, 6,125 were subjected to torture or heavy psychological pressures. 1,452 were given prison sentences. 632 of those, it was 3 years or more. 72, 7 years or more. And 7 were sentenced to 10 years or more. And 9 CAG members were persecuted to death.
That's awful. Should not even happen.
Now, see, we know that those who have lived in China long enough before Z got in, going way back, that the origins of China have always been Antichrist. So it's not surprising that Z is revisiting that. And so look at it this way, Tower. China is trying to get back to what Mao did.
Yep.
Putin's trying to get back to what his old days, you know, in the Politburo and early Russia when it was the USSR, and he was a KGB agent. He's trying to get all that back now. So you have some of the most dangerous nations on earth going back to a time that was even more dangerous than it is today.
Right.
We have America that has one of the weakest and corrupt presidencies that we've ever had. And you have people in America that are so possessed. You know, and I read an article, a little short statement by Putin today. And he talked about Americans being so blinded. And they're so self-centered. They want money. And they only care about themselves and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. And what he said you know, you could see where he said it.
Why he said it, yes.
You know, and when you look at it, you know, you can understand that. I don't agree with his Soviet Marxism, but what he said, I mean, you know, you can find it online. And, of course, the next question is, that is if he truly wrote it.
Yeah, that's true.
But the bottom line of it is that, you know, the persecution of the church is not going to stop with China or North Korea or even with Russia.
Nope.
And so,
unfortunately,
when we talk about these things, we can see ourselves going into a deep freeze of a bitter winter. Matter of fact, I wrote an article a number of years ago called The Discontent, The Winter of My Discontent.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tower, you can see that same kind of an atmosphere, not only in America, but the world right now.
Yes, you sure can.
And, you know, Tower and I know, we've been doing this long enough, and we've warned people. A lot of the things that we're seeing, we've warned a long time ago. I've been warned about tech for years and years, and then the Warrior and I were talking earlier about some of the articles that he had seen. And it talks about where tech is going and where they want to take us on this great reset. And he told people that my dad's been telling me that for a long time. And I have. But I didn't call it the great reset. We know from prophecy what's coming. I know from another thing simply because of revelation and research. But it's a mess.
Yes, it is.
Any way you look at it, it's a mess. That's a mess.
That's not funny, but...
Yeah. When you look at a boat and it begins to sink, the captain says, no, it's all right. It's only 2 foot deep. And the guy comes back, well, sir, it's 4 foot deep. No, it's all right. We still got a ways to go. Reminds me of the Titanic.
Yeah.
And America, the old ship of state, is just like the Titanic, and we've got a captain at the wheel that hasn't got a clue what the hell's going on. Excuse the expression. But he doesn't, and neither does Kamala and Psaki. I mean, that whole thing is just like a funny farm. Chevy Chase actually starred in a comedy called The Funny Farm.
I don't remember that.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, they, speaking of Kamala Harris, or Kamala, however you say her name, I seen a picture of her yesterday right next to a hyena. That was probably a good comparison, sorry to say, because she's a laughing hyena. When she gets into a situation she can't handle, she starts laughing.
Okay, let me tell you to make sure that you know. The Funny Farm, 1988, 1 hour and 41 minutes. It had a rating of 6.2 out of 10 on IMDb, a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. Director George Roy Hill. Yeah. Huh. At any rate, you might know it. And well, that's what it seems like. I mean, really. You know,
yes,
I see what Joe says. And he was up there. I was listening. And this is a side note. I mean, he was up there as President of the United States. He starts talking about, well, everybody has had that partner that, you know, you went to bed with or something like that. And they got a picture of him, you know, in the nude, and then they used it against him. And he goes into this whole thing. I thought he was talking about Hunter Biden.
Oh, my goodness.
But he didn't say, but he went through it all.
Why do we... That's TMI. too much information.
Well, he didn't even know what he was talking about.
We don't even want to hear that kind of stuff out of the President of the United States.
No, no way.
Dear God in heaven.
And he was talking also, I don't know if it's today or yesterday, he was talking about the First Lady, Kamala Harris. And his wife said, no, I'm your wife, you know. She corrected him.
Oh, my goodness.
And they want us to believe he won 88 million votes.
Yeah. And more votes than Trump.
Yeah, and there was another thing about, and this was a politician, I think, in the state, or attorney general or something, and they found a lot of irregularities in the voting in 2020. They know now that Trump won that district, but he says it's too late to do anything. We can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Well, you know, a lot of them are trying to do something, but the problem of it is you can't get the whole legislature to vote for it. See, that's the problem. Yeah, there was they did steal the election, but not everybody's on board with doing anything about it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So as you can see, you know, we talk about China's persecution. We look at the trouble, you know, in Nigeria with the children. And, you know, these are just tip of the tentacle of how much garbage is going on now. Just absolutely. And it is like a funny farm.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Absolutely ridiculous. So at any rate, that's China and Nigeria. Pray for them. And the one bitter winner came through that. And the other one, International Christian Concern from Nigeria. Bitter winner is one that I came across, I don't know, a year or two ago. And found that one through China Aid, which is Bob Fu's ministry that's been going on concerning China for many, many years. He's well known in the persecution of the Christians. And if anybody could tell you about what China's like, he could. But Better Winter is a different kind of a site, but they do have a number of these things. So, are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
This is an exciting story, I think. It's comes to us from Barnabas Aid, and it's Iraqi restores stolen homes and properties. There was a committee set up in early 2021 by Muslim cleric, and I'm not sure how to say his first name, Al Sadr, who's
Al Sadr,
whose Sardis movement holds the largest number of seats in Iraqi's parliament. Al Sadr said the initiative aimed to restore justice and put an end to the violations of property rights of his Christian brothers. In a statement, the committee expressed hope for a prompt return of all displaced Iraqis, whether Christians, Sabaeans, and the Sabaeans are a religious minority indigenous to Iraq, or others, after completing the restitution, all of their properties within legal parameters and the improvements of security conditions. And see, they, more than 120 homes, factories, shops, and parcels of lands were expropriated by force or deception by gangs, and they were returned to the Christians and the Sabaeans following the completion of a review of documents that proved ownership. So that's a good story, you know. An estimated 75% of Iraqi Christians, around 1.5 million in 1990, have left the country in the last 30 years because of anti-Christian hostility and violence, which began after the 1991 Gulf War and intensified after the U.S.-led invasions of 2003 and again after the emergence of, in 2014, of the Islamic State, ISIS. So give thanks to God for the restoration of property and their land to the rightful Christians and Sabaean owners, and continue to pray for this initiative. I think that's a great story, and a Muslim cleric wanted this, you know, started this committee, set up the committee.
Well, you know,
that is amazing.
Al Sadr was the one that was there when America went into Iraq, and he ran in, butted heads with them, and he wanted to fight. At any rate, I can't remember all the stuff, but I remember that, and I remember covering it 2014, 2015, and if there's any Christians left in the area, ISIS ran right through them and, you know, various other groups, and they took over every church and everything, so... It's good that they're getting their property back, and hopefully.
Yes, it's amazing. It's a miracle.
And the fact that, and now I know that some of them are getting their churches back and even rebuilt. I seen something on that, been some time ago, but you know, people do want to live and get together, and not everybody believes that. This stuff like ISIS does. And so the problem of it is you have major nations like Erdogan, you know, in Turkey, who believes that they need to set up a caliphate, and they're one sect of Islam, and then you have Iran, another sect of Islam, which is waiting for the Mahdi. And both of those nations are looking to control the world and have Islam rule the world. Meanwhile, you have Russia and China and North Korea's with them, who are swearing that this globalism and this reset is not going to go into effect. They want to stay the way they are, stay away from them. So when they shut the money off to... Putin, it really took a hold fast. And not only that, the news came out and said that the ships full of petroleum from Russia and were trying to get to the U.S. real quick to unload their cargo before this ban that Biden put in would go into effect. And so we talk on the fact of the control of money, which is one of the aspects of the beast. And it's going to be done through digital. And already, this great reset is exactly what that is going to be doing. So we have a lot of things right on the horizon if we were looking at final things regarding everything. But see, the problem with this is... We watch Israel, we look at Israel, and we also notice where is the third temple, and we look at Ezekiel's temple, and so there's just things that aren't quite fulfilled yet for this to be the very end. But that does not mean, you know, the Lord was quite clear that nation will rise against nation. And one of the things he said, these things must happen before the end. And so this is where we're at right now. And you've got people plotting in our American system, and people plotting in the Canadian system and throughout Europe to take over all of society and get them on a digital type of form. And they will do away with cash. Now, we never figured that in the old days, but we know that that's exactly what's going to happen. and I don't know it from the news. I knew it a long time ago. I've been talking about this for many, many years. So, you know, you need to look up, and if you're a believer, your redemption is drawing nigh. And there's a Amen. Lot of things happening right now. And the other thing of it is, there's going to be a lot of people killed.
Unfortunately.
A lot of people are going to die in that era. And when we look at the armies of the East moving in Revelation, I believe the number is, I approximated it as a third of mankind would die when they went. And a lot of people believe that when they die, it will be at the same time of a nuclear war. So, nuclear exchange.
No, I hope we don't have that.
Well, you know, I mean, we're supposed to be, and Chris and the warrior and I were talking about this, is that at the time, and it was prophesied by Daniel of knowledge, that we are at our most knowledgeable, scientific, medically, in every other way, we are advanced as no other generation, and this is the generations, plural, that have this knowledge. And guess what? These will be the generations that will not be able to discern the knowledge of the truth.
That's right.
As Paul said,
sad.
They're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so that's where we're at right now. Your societies that you're in are smart. They have a lot of knowledge. We have more scientific breakthroughs than ever before. Our technology is beyond repute. There's fantastic things they're doing, but make sure you understand they will not be able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's where we're at. And it's a mess. I wish it wasn't, Tower.
Me too. I just hate to see it, and it deeply troubles me of the young people being lost.
Yeah.
It's deeply disturbing.
Now, the next thing we're talking about is misguided and dangerous, referring to what the Biden administration, along with all those who are helping him. And
did you forget the Strong Tower?
Oh, yeah, I did. I went on to this. Let's go back to that one.
Okay.
Now, this is an editorial from Barnabas Aid. And I put up here Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. You know, and that is so important in these end of days, that we call on the Lord. He is our tower, our strength, and we have to keep our eyes on Him. And a Nigerian Christian, and the local government is Chibok. Now, you would, if you followed us, you would know what Chibok is. Because that's the area where a lot of young women have been kidnapped from. And so, this Nigerian Christian by the name of Barka Amos said, "I'm tired of running." And when you look at it, like here, you have ISIS. Now, the ISIS over there is the West Africa. ISIS, West Africa. And they're always killing people. Now, in this assault over not too long ago, 3 Christians had died. And 2 had already fled the violence elsewhere in the region. And, of course, not too long ago, there was other attacks by Boko Haram. So if you're not getting it from one, you're getting it from the other. And And Christians in Myanmar who have fled their homes to seek shelter in the jungle are often forced to flee again, seldom finding rest in this world. And we've covered that. A matter of fact, they were actually able to go into the jungle and find the Christians in the jungle and give them food so they wouldn't starve. And of course, this is regular ministry doing this. This is Barnabas Aid with their worker. And of course, they point out the cry of Barca Amos could be echoed by many Christians across Nigeria and around the world. That's exactly right. And when you look at it, and you look seriously into Revelation in the end of days, you're going to find persecution. And it is not at all like the gospel that we have been preaching in America, because you see, we've had freedom. We never had to do that. And so people developed other gospels, and prosperity and wealth and a lot of other things came in. And of course, in the process, we became, you know, could the word lukewarm be proper? Yeah, I think so. And my heart goes out to these people, realizing that in the end, that could be us, you know, Tower? So, in Myanmar, Christians are among those driven from their homes and left to take shelter in camps for internally displaced persons, or they just go into the jungle. And often the Myanmar military will attack the displaced people for some reason, and so they have to flee again. And of course, we've seen the believers, we talked about Iraq having to flee, and they've all, Afghanistan is the same way, especially under the Taliban rule. So a lot of these things is what this editorial was about. And the name, the problem of it is that there are Christians today that have not had a moment's rest, and they are tired of running. And I don't blame them. There comes a time, you know, and really the word, when we look in Revelation 13 concerning the beast, he'll make war against the believers, the Christians. And the word that is used is overcome. He overcomes them. But that word in the Greek actually means to wear them out. And you can see where the way things are going today, you know, these people just keep after them. And they can't go anywhere. Well, why don't you leave Africa? Well, they can't get out of Africa, most of them. It's dangerous, because if they go into another state, there's another group wanting to kill Christians. And, you know, where do you go? I mean, if you're in Afghanistan, you know, wherever you go, wherever you cross over, there's danger. And same thing in the Middle East. And in America, America begins to fall. Where are we going to go? Up into Trudeau's up there, where he is already, this guy's crazy.
God forbid.
You can't go down into Mexico because it's full of drug runners. Absolutely dangerous down there. You could get a boat and go across the Atlantic or the Pacific, but wherever you go, you're going to run into somebody that is not going to be friendly, unless you happen to land in Japan and they take you in. I mean, I feel for these people and know that this could happen.
Yes, amen.
And misguided, dangerous Biden policies on Iran. And this has, Netanyahu is talking about this because he's been in the news. And he was on Twitter video saying that the deal is absurd and dangerous to both the U.S. and Israel, and it is. And for Israel, being used to having Trump there for 4 years, who did everything he could to help Israel, as well as push the Abrahamic Accords, which are absolutely marvelous that he did it, I believe that was something that had to be done. It's amazing. Because now you have the brothers of Ishmael and Isaac shaking hands now. Remember, if you go biblically back in the Old Testament or the Torah, you're going to find that the two brothers had problems. So, now at any rate, so he said it was a desperate rush to sign a deal that will help Iran obtain nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And he said yesterday Iran fired missiles into the vicinity of the American consulate in Iraq, and yet the U.S. continues to charge ahead along with other powers to sign a nuclear agreement that will give the Ayatollahs a nuclear arsenal.
That is insane.
You know, they've already fired at you missiles, but you want peace with them and give them the nuclear weapon? This is such... It is so ridiculous, and I don't blame Netanyahu for saying it's absurd. It is. It would also relieve sanctions and give them hundreds of billions of dollars. Well, what did Obama do when he left office? He gave Iran billions of dollars.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
remember that?
I do.
Yeah. And Biden, what was Biden? He was vice president with Obama.
Yeah.
So who do you think is pulling the strings with Biden somehow? We know Susan Rice is in the White House. I can tell you what this is. This is a coup d'etat, and Biden is a lifelong politician. And the crown and glory of his time and service is to produce a coup d'etat to totally change America. Give
yep.
me a break. No wonder. At any rate, it is dangerous. I agree 100% with Netanyahu. And you can find that on social media. And he's been talking about it everywhere. Are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The curse of the wicked. Proverbs 24, verses 24 and 25. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Now this story comes to us from CBN News. It's the abortion bill in Colorado makes a fetus fertilized egg embryo in a woman with no rights under Colorado law. And the Republicans and Democrats debated over nearly 24 hours in the Colorado's House of Representatives. And they passed a highly disputed bill allowing unrestricted access to abortions. So state lawmakers began the discussion over House Bill 1279, the Reproductive Health Equity Act, Friday morning and finished at about 11 a.m. on Saturday. The measure eliminates the need for parental notification and bans pre-born children from having rights under the laws of the state. It declares that every individual has a fundamental right to use or refuse contraceptions. Every pregnant individual has a fundamental right to continue the pregnancy and give birth or to have an abortion. A fertilized egg, embryo, or fetus does not have independent or derivative rights under the laws of the state. And this debate was said to be the longest in the House's history. And a Colorado Republican, her name is Christy Burton Brown. She's a Colorado Republican Party chair. She said in a statement Saturday, "I'm so proud of our Colorado Republicans who fought all night and set a record for the longest legislative debate in state history to try and stop the most extreme abortion bill in the nation." And they had pro-life people, protesters responding outside the Capitol in Denver. And Carrie Kaderna of Broomfield said, "I think this bill is going way, way, way too far. I don't even want to live in this state if we do something like that. It is just horrendous. We can't promote that we're the destination abortion center. We just need to protect lives." And state Republican Rep. Dave Williams said, "We've been fighting for 24 hours. We did this for you. We did this for the babies. We did this for the unborn children who are in the womb. We did what we could, but the fight's not over. This is literally a bill about life and death. The individual, that human being inside the womb is life, and that life should be protected." And that's right. It's terrible what they're doing. It's an abomination, you know, taking away the life.
Well, I like what the bill said. Every pregnant individual. Now, you can tell they're liberals.
Yeah, they would.
Every pregnant
individual
woman.
Yeah, it's what it should say, woman.
There is no individuals. There's individual women. Because a transgender doesn't have babies.
That's right.
Unless she is a woman who's trying to be a man and she has all the properties inside to have that baby and has to have them removed. You know, the problem with this generation is they are blinded.
Yes, they are.
And they're blinded on many, many levels. And you better be careful. Because the Lord God, He will choose your delusions, and He will bring your own fears upon you, because when He called, you did not answer. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of people today that are trying to warn you, and you're not listening.
That's right. That's scary.
So the delusion and the consequences are on your own head. And every baby that you kill, there's blood on your hands and on your head. And God will hold you accountable. Now, there's another bill. Now, I don't know how long this one does. But there's another bill. And I believe they were trying to push it in New York. I'm not certain about that. But they were trying to be able to abort a baby for 28 days past birth.
That's nothing but flat out murder.
That is flat out murder.
Well, so is abortion. It's
yeah.
Murder. And the babies feel the pain of that.
They do.
That
and
is
that's
just
proven.
Gut wrenching.
Well, at any rate, we're going to have to get out of here. So.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. Whenever you do, please pray for your brethren. Pray for us. We pray for you. We love you. We always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. Look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Good night, everybody.
And don't forget to go by warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Also, be sure to check out my book, The Rising. It is about some things that are going on in this Christian fiction that pattern what has happened in America. I wrote a lot of it before this stuff even began in America. And it has a lot of prophetic content in it and has good interaction. Check it out, The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. And you can find it on a lot of places, but you can go by danaglennsmith.com. And I have stuff right on the front page. that you can get more links to find it, or you can go to warn-usa.com and you can find links there. Check out the book, The Rising. Be sure. Get a copy for yourself, and in doing so, you will help us in our effort to get the books out, to get the media out, and to warn this country. Shalom, everybody. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.